Yo, what up, everybody? It's your boy Wavy McGuire, aka the ignorant know-it-all, aka the Egyptian magician. I haven't used that slogan in a minute, kid. The lazy genius in the place to be. What up?
The lazy genius.
I'm chilling with my man.
It's the Brooklyn Basquiat, aka the Brooklyn Bomber. What's good, everybody? How's everybody doing? How's your week going so far, Wavy?
My week is good.
Before you get into all that, you're listening to us on 92.6 The Spot.
There you go. WKBP 92.6 The Spot. Yo, for all of those that don't have the app, please download the app so you can listen to the show. We are on live every Saturday from 12 to 1. We in the studio right now watching old episodes of Judge Judy because she is the best judge ever.
She's the best judge.
Yeah. You think Judge Judy has a fatty, son? I don't know, because she's always sitting behind.
You know what? Actually, she has a really
she
nice
does.
Body.
Wow.
She really does.
She's old in the face, but thick in the waist.
She's thick in the waist. she's showing a couple of pictures of herself, like in a bathing suit. Like
right.
She's been wearing bikinis and stuff
Let me find out.
She has a really nice body. She looks great for her age.
Let me find out. Like she got young dude sucking on her titty. Like,
oh,
you
wow.
know, you know what's so crazy about my old cougars? You know what I mean? Like, if you suck on their titties taste like Avon, because I know they like Avon lotion.
Avon lotion. whatever happened to Avon?
I think that's still going on. What is it? Is Avon and Mary Kelly? No, not Mary. What is it? Kate Kelly or
Mary Kay or something?
Or Mary
like
Kay.
That.
You're right.
But I used to remember always getting my deodorant from Avon.
They
had a unique scent. But I don't know. Did they go bankrupt? I never heard from them again. I remember
I
they used to have their own store. Right there. Right.
They
there.
Had a store.
They had their own
I
store.
I thought you only could order from the catalog that they.
No, but they had a store. I guess that their sellers could go and get product and then
right.
you know resell it. You know, these were the good old days when we had Avon and quality products that we could all
believe
in.
Which is crazy because I know people would go on Avon and just purchase your Christmas gifts, your birthday
right.
gifts. You know, any gift that they had available to give you. That's where you got your shit from. You know
yeah,
what I mean? You had
yeah.
cologne, you had lotion, you had. Watches, jewelry, anything you could think of. Anything from a billy goat to a steamboat. I think he was able to purchase from that
yeah,
website.
Avon
that catalog.
I'll never forget Avon. I used to love going to Woolworth back in the days.
Woolworth
I don't
was
know
dope.
If you know, for all the old folks out there, Woolworth was a great place where you can buy all the clothes
right.
you wanted for the school year. And they had a fantastic place where you could have
eat.
Breakfast.
Exactly. Exactly. Like all the places that you see now, like Target or Walmart or any of those places, now they have Starbucks.
Right.
Like Woolworth was the first, I think, to really set that off. And they had a dope aquatic, you know, section where you could go and, you know, I was always in there every week to get a goldfish because
yeah,
your goldfish
yeah.
would die.
That's what I'm saying.
You bought a goldfish Friday, it was dead that next week Friday,
that's right.
and you would have to be right back in there to purchase another one.
That's right.
So,
a goldfish a week.
Word. But my week was cool. You know, a lot of bullshit. Just watching the antics of what's going on all week. You know, I saw a disturbing video of another comic talking about another comic
Nigga,
let me do the setup. God damn.
Another comic and a name.
Yeah,
names.
Nigga, I don't feel like naming these names, nigga. If you want to see it, you can go online and look it up. Is a comic. I don't know this dude. I've never heard of. I know Matt Rafe. I know who that is.
Okay.
Or Matt Rife or
Matt
whatever.
Rife, yeah.
But what I'm saying is, this is not. I'm not using my platform to gas the and build these dudes up. That's why it's a comic and another comic. That's
no,
it.
No, we're just
so
saying
anyway,
let the audience know where they can go and look for the video.
Right.
You have to name somebody.
Well, anyway, so this particular comic is talking about Matt Rafe and Matt Rife or Matt whatever his name is. They said the dude said that they both went in there to meet two executives, network executives. They were handed contracts and they were handed penises. And that comic got up and walked out. And he said, your boy Matt Rafe handled both of those. He handled both contracts and both penises. And now this nigga's famous. And I think he's just jealous that Matt is at a higher echelon. You know, doing his thing. And all I'm saying is nigga, you could have, if you wanted to achieve that status, you could have handled your business. This nigga is a grown man. He chose to do what he wanted to do in order to advance his career.
Right.
You putting his business out in the streets is just showing how much of a chatty patty you are and how much of a girl you are.
Right.
You're mad that, you know, he has the numbers, he has the followers, he has the movies, whatever's coming out.
Right.
He's getting paid, he's doing his thing. He chose to take the red pill over the green pill, and that's where your man is right now, and you just mad.
He chose the blue strobe light.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Well, he chose the blue oyster.
The blue, he chose the blue oyster. and that's fine. You know, as long as everybody's adults.
That's it. He's an adult. It wasn't like he was a child and did that.
You do what you do. You know, that's your business. I don't know why that gentleman decided to air Matt Rife now, but you know, something must have happened behind the scenes. And I guess the gentleman that's speaking right now, he's in a place, he's a businessman right now.
Okay.
And he's doing well. So,
then continue to do well. Why would you want to put another man's business out in the streets?
It looks like something happened behind the scenes, but it looks like a lot of revelations are coming to the forefront.
Yes, indeed.
Right. So recently we had this boxer, right? His name is Ryan Garcia or something like this.
Man, just say Ryan Garcia. We all know who Ryan Garcia is. Ryan Garcia is a boxer under Oscar De La Goya Productions. And what's
Oscar De La Goya. It's hilarious.
So he's Oscar De La Goya's boxer. And go ahead, finish saying what you... revelation.
So he was doing a podcast or Twitter talk with Andrew Tate, you know, who I consider a controlled opposition. So he was talking to Andrew Tate, and suddenly he just starts getting into this rant about, you know, I don't care anymore.
Right.
When I went to Bohemian Grove, what they did is they tied me up. And they have me watch children being abused and them having sexual acts. And he doesn't care anymore. He's going to release the video and the footage and who, what, where, when, why.
Right.
And so that was it. So, you know, of course, so when we had this conversation offline, we were like, okay, well, if you have the video, if you have all of these things, if you watch the crime happen,
you should release
that video to the police. So folks, you know, this is a great example of controlled opposition. So you have Andrew Tate, you have Ryan Garcia, who's a boxer. They both could be Masons, who knows? And they kind of do like a slow burn, a controlled burn. So they release information that's already out there to make it seem like, oh, they're opposed to the elite and things of that nature. But really, they're kind of protecting them because what they're hiding is something much, much more darker.
Right.
So Bohemian Grove is this place where all presidents, people of power, they go. It's in California. And they go do these weird things and worship a big owl called Moloch and all this stuff that's going on. Alex Jones, who's another conspiracy theorist and another one I think is controlled opposition, he exposed this decades ago.
And just let y'all know, we are not considered controlled oppositions.
No, we're not.
We are very ignorant. And the shit that we
speak. Well, yeah, we're too ignorant to be controlled. Right. you know, we're spontaneous. Exactly. Our ignorance is spontaneous, so you know it's hard to control it.
Exactly.
So he released nothing. He said nothing, and of course, you know, he got a lot of attention. Andrew Tate got a lot of attention. They got a lot of views, but of course, this will go nowhere. So the question is now, what are they really hiding? You know, so I'm a conspiracy theorist. At this point, it's a conspiracy analyst. Like, you go analyze things like declassified papers from the alphabet cops, and they tell you right there all of the things that they've done.
Exactly.
You know, and it goes really dark. So if you want to find out more about that, you can go search for yourself. And I'm telling you, it's an eye-opening experience.
Right. And just be prepared. If anything, you get that knock at the door. Son, just be prepared.
Right.
All right. But anyway.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not picking up.
Right.
Yo, I was looking at this this video. I guess this brother, he cleaned up his life. He used to be a former drug dealer, former gangster, former whatever you want to call him. He was on the Joe Rogan show. And, you know, he was preaching about you know, what he's doing for the community since he turned his life around, gave his life to the Lord. And just 2 days ago, and I don't know how long he's been doing this for, but just 2 days ago, your man had allegedly shot and killed an individual, chopped his body up.
What?
And placed all his body parts in separate apartments
throughout
the Bronx, Brooklyn, Harlem, and maybe possibly Queens. I don't know. All I know is that he had the torso on him. And I was like, that's a nigga that's true to hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Because and besides the torso, he had both his feet. So I don't know if he was using the feet to try on sneakers or what, but
So why did he decide to distribute? So he gave his life to God and he went and chopped somebody up?
Right, he went and killed. I don't know what happened. And then, you know, just looking at the news feed, the news clips, everything on, you know, Channel 7, Eyewitness News and NBC and all that. There was another gentleman that was on there saying, oh, that wasn't him. They have the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, if your name is on the lease and you was in an apartment,
right,
and they caught you with the torso,
right,
fam, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing with the torso?
What are you doing with the torso in the fridge? Like,
right.
What,
you know what I'm saying? About? He had the feet in the deep freezer and he had the torso in the fridge.
So let me ask you a question. If you have the feet like in the refrigerator or like, does it still get athlete's foot
I don't think you would get athlete's feet.
All of that
feet.
Is gone by now.
I don't think you would get athlete's feet, but I think he might get gangrene.
Gangrene? Oh, he got gangrene.
You know, because of the hypothermia.
Right.
Right. So I don't know.
It's a big word.
I don't know. But just having body parts. And then, of course, in the news, there was four individuals that got arrested and went to court because they had several bodies chopped up and spread the body parts throughout Long Island. So I don't know, you know, I don't know.
Wow,
I don't know what's going on. Is this
I guess it's Chopped Cheese Week in New York City?
Is this what the new shit is? Like, we just going to take bodies and chop them up and distribute them?
Yeah, but I don't understand why they go to different boroughs and spread them out. You know, what's the purpose of that? Just either burn it or get rid or dispose of it, right?
Right.
Or melt it. Why are you carrying all these body parts all over New York City?
Well, if you look at it, the you know, to me, my analogy would be like, that's, you know, why not keep the bodies in a central location like the Jay-Z library cards?
Right.
Keep the library cards in a central location, but they had us traveling around.
True.
Just to pick up these library cards.
Oh, so it's like,
but
kind of
I guess
a scavenger hunt.
It could have been a scavenger hunt for the police department. You know what I'm saying?
These criminals are getting
Getting really, really creative with all of this. Like, it's like, okay, they drop the body off on the Long Island Expressway
right.
and on 27 going towards the Hamptons.
I see.
Probably said, like, if you want to get great wine from a vineyard, then you must follow this and follow the feet, you
right.
know. And as you're going, oh, there's a foot, oh, there's another foot, you know, oh, there's a leg, oh, there's another leg, you know what I mean? So as you're collecting these bodies, you know, I guess it's going to lead you to the pot of gold. I don't know.
It's interesting.
Yeah,
wow.
Definitely is interesting.
Something else that's crazy that's going on in New York City.
What is that?
The National Guard, I think, is in New York City
wow.
and all the train stations with all their rifles. And
right.
Governor Hochul called upon them to stop crime in the subways.
Well, I don't know what type of crime they stopping. And I don't know. And they supposed to be looking at your book bags and looking inside your bags to
yeah.
see what's.
Well, what happened to, you know, no illegal search and seizures? Like, what is that about? How is searching people's bags? First of all, I don't even think that's legal. You know, I don't even know, you know, I understand that our government is out of control. If you
right.
don't know that by now, I don't know where you've been. You've been living under a rock, but our government's like totally out of control. You know, you have the mayor and the governor in cahoots. You know, they're putting the National Guard, getting us used to having, you know, these military people in the subways with rifles.
While continuing to bring in migrants.
Correct. Searching our bags. Meanwhile, what is this for? So what is it for? You know, they're doing it because they want to create some kind of a digital card system. You know, if you haven't noticed, if you go to some of the subways, they already have
the
biometric cameras.
Yeah, they have the biometric cameras.
You know, already in place.
Cards.
You know, nobody gave them approval to do this. We didn't vote for any of this yet. They're there already. Just like congestion pricing. Nobody
right.
voted for this. The community didn't vote, but the cameras are already there. So it's clear that our government is out of control. They're just doing what they want to do, and they don't care what we think. Meanwhile, right. You have migrants coming in,
yep.
You know, getting federal jobs. You know, they're in 5-star hotels. You know, they're yep. getting a stipend.
And the reason why you don't know a lot of this is going on is because all of the bodies are being chopped up and spread all right. throughout the five boroughs.
See what we did there? We tied that up in the light, but we connected the dots right there. That's what we do.
You're welcome.
The ignorant know-it-all.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
So Wavy, last night, you know, you had President Biden. He did the State of the Union.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
No.
You know, I always watch it because, you know, I'm always curious to see who's playing Joe Biden.
Was it Jim Carrey this time?
No, you know, everybody, you know, within the sound of our voices,
right.
You know, go search for this actor. His name is Arthur Roberts.
Arthur Roberts.
Roberts.
I know him. Wasn't he Othello in like an off-Broadway?
Very well could be, but his name is Arthur Roberts, and supposedly he's the person underneath Joe Biden's mask.
This time around.
That's playing Joe Biden, because wow. Joe Biden had passed away many years ago. This guy who's talking at the podium is not Joe Biden. You know,
wow.
we have plenty of footage that shows Joe Biden
right.
What he looked like in the past, and no amount of surgery can make him look like the way he looks now. This guy that's up there on the podium is not Joe Biden.
It's not Joe. His name again is
Arthur Roberts. So go to Google, look up Arthur Roberts, blow him up so he's trending, so everybody knows that he's the new Joe Biden.
Son, and you know what's so interesting is that isn't this Oscar weekend?
And this is Oscar weekend.
He just did that. Yeah, this man might win.
He might win.
He might win an Oscar for best actor.
Right. I don't know what movie he's in, but he might win an Oscar.
What do you mean? What movie? This is the movie.
This is the movie. That's right.
The movie.
We are watching the movie. You said it.
We're
watching the movie because all of this crap is unreal.
It's over. Yeah. It's over. It is. It's pretty much over. Anyway, I had a good cigar the other night too, which was really dope.
Really?
Yeah, but you know, like I said, what we talked about with the cigar, like I think I'm moving away from a lot of the 6x60 ring gauges, which are a thicker ring gauge than the average, which is like a 5x57, a box right. press, or so, you know, Robusto or maybe a Hemingway, whatever it is. I'm just moving away from that because I think it's just way too much. You know, I really can't get the flavors out of the cigar when it's that thick. I can't. And you know, I said, you know, let me just move to these box presses and these, you know, these Churchills, these Lanceros. I think I get more flavor from out of these cigars when I smoke that particular size pause. It's just crazy that I can't keep pausing everything because I'm just saying, you know, I know we have listeners that listen to the show, and of course when they listen and we say something crazy, they always like, really? Then, so yeah,
just be who you is.
Who you with? Yes, bitches.
No, but interesting that you say that, and I wonder if that has to do with our age, because I too am going through that too, where I don't like cigars with big ring gauges.
Right.
Like I prefer the thinner ones.
Right.
You know, I prefer the box press now.
Right. Because it packs more flavor. I think I get more of the notes.
The notes. You get more
pepper notes. Those.
Do you remember when we used to say we used to smoke like Asylum cigars? Asylum cigars. The reason why they call Asylum is because you have to be in a padded room to smoke these cigars. They're
right.
They're big cigars. They're very heavy.
The size of the cigar.
Very very peppery. The size of the cigar
is huge. 8x80.
So
that's like having a small stick off a tree branch. Like
right.
Those yeah.
Right. So I remember we would have like two of those cigars a day,
right.
You know, on an empty
Damn.
Stomach. I remember one time I almost fainted after the second Asylum cigar. But now, you know, as I'm older, you know,
right.
I can't take those strong, peppery, big ring gauges.
Nah.
I can't take them anymore. I prefer the lighter to medium cigars.
Right.
And I just get more pleasure out of them. But that's interesting that you say that. I think that, you know, as you get older, you know, your palate changes.
It definitely does. And I think my palate has actually changed. I think as I get older, I'm getting more advanced. I'm getting more wiser. I'm getting more sexier.
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be mad. Anyway.
I'm
but
not,
yeah,
I'm
so,
never
you know,
mad
like,
at you.
So,
never.
So, you know, like I switched like you can always tell too, as far as the type of spirits that we drink. You know, I think I'm moving more towards a lot more rums, a lot more whiskey that have great flavor behind it. You know what I mean?
Like Kamiki whiskey.
Yeah, of course Kamiki. But you know, I love rye, like the Angel Envy, which is a rye. They have a rum cast. I think I'm drinking more rum.
You know, it's so
like
interesting.
The Bregal and the,
okay, so so
the
so
Cuban
so,
rum.
So Wavy's funny. Obviously.
No, he's super mad right now.
You know,
Wavy.
Don't listen to him. Wavy. So in this personality and this incantation of Wavy. So before many years ago, I brought Wavy, you know, the Bullet Rye. You know, we sat at a Puerto Rican Day parade, right?
Right.
And we drank a full bottle, right?
He was gone.
A Bullet Rye. And he says, oh, you know, I don't really like rye. It's too strong. It's too powerful.
Right.
Here we are, what, 6 years, 7 years later. And now.
Because I'm grown up now.
And now you love rye.
Of course. I'm grown now. You know what I mean? Like my palate's changed.
Yeah, your palate has changed.
I wasn't with that back then.
Right.
I was just with the straight, you know, whatever it is, the strong stuff.
The Patron coffee.
Oh my goodness,
nuts.
Yo, Patron coffee. I don't know why. And then I think I ran into that while we were in Miami.
Right.
And that was like almost 10, 12 years ago when I started drinking that Patron coffee. That Patron coffee is dangerous. But you know, now that the palate is
that was the Ciroc of your time.
Oh my goodness. And what were we talking about? Old school shit like that, like. I remember back in the day, we were drinking Cisco and
oh my god,
niggas drinking Pink Champel. And I think I remember when I drank Cisco, nigga. I don't know what happened. I think drinking that Cisco, I was drinking the coconut or the piña colada version. And son, all I know is I was on my way to a party at Mount Vernon. Took the 2 train. We drank it from the 2 train in Harlem all the way to 241st, and then we were walking towards Mundy Lane. Going towards Mount Vernon to some party, realized after we drank all of that, I was twisted that the party wasn't until the next day.
Right.
But we end up going back to Harlem. I just kept blacking out. I don't know what happened. I blacked out. I was talking to a bunch of females, blacked out. Next thing you know, I'm on stage. I'm rapping. That's when I was in my rapping days. I'm on stage rapping. I blacked out. Next thing you know, we chilling on the corner, eating, blacked out and woke up. And I was just like, what the fuck just happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just weird. Like, all I just don't know what transpired in between me talking to these females and being on stage rapping. I don't know if I was trying to show off, and next thing you know, I'm showing off my skills. But it was weird.
Did I ever tell you my Cisco story? Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh my goodness.
So you know, I was dating a beautiful young lady in Brooklyn.
Yep.
And I was, you know, she had me drinking Cisco.
Oh, my goodness.
The whole night. I don't know why she had me drinking it, but, you know, for some reason, Cisco makes me aggressive.
Right.
So, you know, I leave because I'm like, oh, I'm not feeling well. I think I should go. So I go home. I leave. I walk, go down the elevator, walk out the doors. And outside the door, you see this couple. You know, they're in an embrace and they're kissing.
Oh my God.
And of course, you know what I do? I go right up to them and I push them into the bushes and tell them, F your love story. And I walk away. And ever since that moment, when I regained my normal self again, I was like, I don't know what the hell that was. I don't know why I was so angry, because I believe in love. I just don't know what happened. And I said, I'll never drink that again. I'll never drink Hennessy. Hennessy's another drink,
don't
that,
drink
that makes me super aggressive.
No Hennessy.
For absolutely no reason.
No E&J.
No E&J.
No, what's the other shit? No label, no frill brandy.
I can't drink Old English.
You know what else you can't drink?
Colt 45, none of that.
The Bombay, the gin. Son,
the gin.
Don't drink that.
Actually, I was fine. It was actually...
it wasn't fine for me.
It was actually BZ there that went nuts and was threatening people to the white meat show.
Yeah, and that was my fault for my birthday. We all sat
out. You're the one that introduced that. Nobody was thinking about it.
Right, and I gave everybody golf clubs, you know, as a gift. And then we had that Bombay, and we drank that. And next thing you know, we was running through Brooklyn, talk about four, and ready to smash everybody's wigs to the white meat with golf clubs. You know what I'm saying? Like, we walking around with golf clubs, and we in the fucking middle of the hood.
Right.
We were nowhere near a golf course. We were nowhere near a park that had green for us to tee off. But yet we was about to tee off, yet to fly that dome. Four.
Right. So if you're listening to us, you know, please, you know, of course, we ask you to drink responsibly, but do not drink Cisco. Do not drink Hennessy.
Do not drink Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, it just changes your personality. I don't know what they put in it, but it's just not a normal spirit.
It'll
give you some spirit. The spirit of hate.
The spirit of hate.
Spirit of hate and anger.
Oh my goodness. Shout out to everybody that's listening to 92.6 The Spot. It's your boy Wavy McGuire. I'm here with the Brooklyn Bomber, son. It's 12 o'clock. We here every Saturday from 12 to 1, providing, you know, whatever it is we need to provide you so that way you can have an enjoyable week. But, you know, I was reading a story about American Airlines. So first, there's two things about American Airlines, right? So, you know, a close friend of ours that we know, his son was on American Airlines and experienced racism.
Oh, wow.
From the flight attendant. So,
are you serious?
Yeah. So, which is interesting because, I mean, you read the stories from American Airlines of people that fly American and always complaining that, you know, they're always, you know, receiving some type of racist comment or something racist that happened to them. And interesting enough, the airlines just purchased 260 brand new airplanes to meet the demands of more of their racism. Son, so you know what I'm saying? So good luck with everybody that flies American Airlines. At one point, I used to fly American Airlines. I swore by American Airlines. I
hate American Airlines.
Now I hate these dudes with a passion. You know, like I said, Delta, shout out to Delta. Y'all always take care of me. I appreciate y'all. You know, just get me back to my status. I need my silver status. You guys are playing games and reset my whole shit. I need to get back to that.
Yeah, good luck with that. You know, of course, I used to fly Pan Am. And so, you know, after Pan Am went under, you know, I started to follow.
But I don't think JetBlue. Pan Am went under. They absorbed, or they were bought.
Remember, they had that issue with the bomb explosion and over all of that. You know, the alphabets were involved in that.
Got you.
And you know, they were trying to hide it, so they let Pan Am go under. But of course, I think JetBlue picked up those routes, so I started flying JetBlue.
JetBlue is still a dope route.
They fishing.
They still a dope airline.
Yeah, they fishing. So I heard United Airlines, they were taking off and one of their wheels fell off the other day.
I saw that.
These are billion-dollar lawsuits just coming right one after the other. One plane, the door fell off, right? Which airline was that? Was that Alaska Airs?
Yes, when the door blew open, that was Alaska Airline.
And there was a lawsuit for $1 billion, and I guess this one for the wheel.
And the wheel fell off. Like, I mean, but I guess, you know, you have to fly the planes or drive your car to the wheel fall off, right? Now it's time to get a new plane.
Wow, it's crazy. I'm telling you, it's crazy in these streets.
Yo, son, I don't understand all of this shit that's going on. Sometimes I don't wish to be on a flight where a door pops open or a wheel fall off or the wing falls off or something. You know, I always want to be on a flight where I get that random privileged white person that talks shit and is mad aggressive towards everybody on the plane. I want that one person. I want to be on that. I don't wish that on any flight, but I just wish it to be on just one of my flights, because the first thing I'm going, like, bitch, if you don't shut the fuck, like, that's, I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want that.
So you told me recently you took a flight because you came from one of your tours one of the passengers had their support animal in the seat.
Oh my goodness.
In your seat.
Yo, like, let me tell you.
What is going on with these support animals?
Let me tell you something.
I thought they were supposed to be on the ground. Not
these white privileged women.
No, we're not racist here.
Okay, no. It's not about being a racist. It was a white woman that had a full fucking dog on the seat. I walked into my seat. The dog is just laying there on the seat. And when I told the flight attendant, I'm like, dude, like, what is this? I'm allergic to dogs. I can't be around dogs. This dog is in the seat. And so when he asked this lady, like, what's going on, she was like, the first thing that came out of her mouth was, oh, the dog is a service dog. First of all, this chick look high and the fucking dog look high. And I was just livid because I'm just like, how the fuck? And it's not even just this was a mid-sized dog.
Right.
I've witnessed full-grown whole dogs on flight, and right, everybody is saying that these dogs are like she said, I have paperwork to prove that my dog is a service dog.
Right.
Where? What the fuck is wrong with these people? First off, I'm not bringing no animal on a plane. And if I do decide to bring an animal on the plane, it has to be in a crate and it has to be underneath the seat. Let a black person bring and say, oh yeah, this is my service animal, and you know, it's my emotional support animal. Is that what they call it now?
Yeah,
I think service support, I think service animals is passe now. They're moving into emotional animals, you know,
right,
what I mean?
emotional support animals.
What the fuck is that emotional support? I'm tired.
You know, I personally,
nigga, leave your dog at home or put your dog downstairs
underneath
the plane.
How we used to have to do it back in the
day.
And
I'm not fucking sitting there. I'm allergic to dogs.
I think there's a lot of mental illness going on in the country. And
there's always mental illness.
And me personally, I think it's by design. You know, there's been, you know, society has been kind of crumbling.
Right.
You know, a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. It's a lot of confusion. There's some men that want to play in female sports and, you know, things of that nature. I do not agree with that. You know, this is Women's History Month. You know, you want to honor the woman. So, you know, having a biological male playing female
right.
sports, I think is egregious. But anyway, I wanted to speak on something interesting that happened. I don't know if you heard of Malia Obama. You know, she's one of the daughters for the Obamas.
Oh, is she? I didn't know that.
She decided, you're funny. She decided not to use her last name anymore. So
right.
Now, I guess she's in the entertainment field or whatever she's in.
She's a movie producer.
She's a movie producer. You know, now she goes by the name Malia Ann. So she dropped the Obama.
Name.
So what is this useful? Like, you know,
it is.
Why?
You know what?
Everybody knows who she is.
Right.
So
but not a lot of people, because the first thing, like, if you look at it historically, a lot of people have changed their names in order to achieve whatever goal it is. Right. So, you know, of course, the Obama name holds heavy weight throughout the United States.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
internationally.
You know,
listen.
Did she intern for the Weinstein Corporation?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is she's moving away from that because it's easy for you to go in and be like, oh, shit, Obama. And they give her everything she wants. I think her changing the name is so that way people are like, okay, who is this person? And then when they find out after she did her due diligence to make the project work or set these meetings up and then go in, it's like, oh shit. You know what I mean? I think it's just easy. If I call in and I'm like, yo, what's up? This is Wavy Obama. Oh, okay, yeah, we got you. Come through, pull up. Oh, we give you everything you want. But if I'm coming in as another name, you know, it's just like, okay, you want to get the bullshit. You definitely want to work towards getting it and not it being handed to you. You know, it's like that with writers. Writers always change their name around just to, you know, just to get their books out there, you know what I mean? And or get their story or whatever it is, they want to change their name. They don't want to go by the full, you know, their full name with that everyone knows. You know what I mean? Like, I've been in the music industry for so long, like, you know, I have family members that are tied in heavy in the music industry, right? But I've never, not once, you know, say or utilize just to get a meeting or get that. You know, you have to actually run into me and see me and be like, oh shit. Oh, really? Okay. You know what I mean? I'd rather that. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather you see me for who I am and the work that I've put in rather than the name.
The name doesn't...
Right. The name putting in all that work. You want to do the work yourself. You know, it's easy to just throw your name around and you get whatever you need, right? It's easy to do that. You know, if your last name is Gotti, you know... We're not talking about Irv Gotti. We talk about John Gotti. But you know what I'm saying?
I would understand that if she changed her name completely so people don't know. But to just take off her last name, you know, she is the daughter of the president of the United States. And? The whole world, the globe knows who she is.
Okay, yeah.
So whether she puts Malia and like, it's not like, you know, like Prince. You know, Prince used to go under different names to produce songs. And it's like, oh, so people don't know who it is that they'll like the song just for liking the song.
Right.
But, you know, it didn't matter anyway. People knew who it was. But I thought about it for a minute. Like, I understand, you know, you're dealing with preconceived, like, people, what people might think of you just for the name. But I'm like, at this point, you know, you're Malia Obama. Like, the whole world knows who you are. So whether you take your last name off or not, it's not going to make a difference. But, you are going to get a lot of girls. You know, not everybody gets an internship at the Weinstein production company.
But,
you know,
but
not
then
everybody
again, if you
gets
look
that.
At it, right, if you look at it, you know, you want to be able to, you know, you don't want, like I said, you don't want everything handed to you. You know, everything is being handed to her because of the last name and because of who she is. I know she wants to work towards getting that.
You
know, maybe she wants to, you know, suffer some of the rejection because that just makes you, you know, a stronger person.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, you can ask me a question.
Do you believe in nepotism? Do you believe that if you are a powerful person, like let's say you run a label,
right,
and you have a child, and you know your child wants to be a rapper, and you think it's okay to give him a deal? Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm hooking everybody up with my family, my friends. I'm hooking I don't care. Like, I'm all for it.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, you
absolutely
are?
Yeah, absolutely.
But then you still want them. You still want them to at least work towards it.
Oh well, yeah. You know, if you want it, obviously. It's because you want to work towards it. I don't mean just giving it away, just, you know, handing out titles. I mean, if this is what you want to do and I'm in the position to help you,
right,
I'm absolutely going to help you.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, if you're a good friend of mine and you want to...
But that's different though, right? Because if that's a friend...
Stick to family because that's more nepotism, right?
There you go.
So if your family member comes to you and like, let's say, you know, you work for an entertainment. Oh, I want to work in the entertainment business.
Right.
Are you going to go through the process of going to be an intern or are you going to say, okay, I'm going to start you off at this entry level position.
Right.
And then you can go from there.
Well, I never got that. And just to show you, you know, I've always had interviews with the best of them and, you know, still even going and saying, hey, I need you to reach out to them. It's right. Like, okay. You know what I mean? Even the shit with Tone, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone knows, everyone sees I travel with Tone or I'm hanging out with Tone or me and Tone. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I can easily have Tone contact these comedy clubs or contact these individuals and say, yo, I need you to give Wavy. I need you to do, but I tell you, and this is the thing that Tone told me, yo, are you ready for this? Because once I make that call, right, and you fuck up,
yep,
or anything should happen, that's it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I always say I'm going to keep my cards. I'm going to keep them in my back pocket until it's time to utilize them.
That's
so
true,
I'd rather work towards getting what I want so that way he sees like, yo, he's actually putting in the work. And that goes with everything. You know, with everybody. Mm-hmm. I'd rather put in the work so you see it. So now when I really need you, then I can say, yo, I need you to do that favor for me. Boom. Mm. And make that, you know what I'm saying? And make the call because now
But I'm saying, so what if your niece says, oh, you know, I want to be a comedian.
Of course, I'm going to help. I'm going to show her the steps to become a comedian.
But you would make the call for her, right? If she says she wants you to make
the call to go what? To just jump on stage in front of a bunch of people? No, I tell her, like, yo, we're gonna go to these clubs and you're gonna do these open mics.
Okay.
That's the start.
Okay.
Right? We're gonna be going to these clubs to do these open mics. I'm not making a phone call and then she jumps on stage and then they be like, okay.
Okay, well, you know, it seems like that's going on anyway.
Well, what happens to those folks? You know what I mean? A lot of people fall flat on their face.
We go to a ton of shows, right? We go to see a lot of shows where you have these comedians going up and talking nonsense, and you wonder how these are real shows. These are not even
and
open mics.
And you're right about that.
So, you know, I say, listen, if they're working, if they're serious about whatever it is they want to do, I'm all for it. Yeah, I'll open whatever door you need me to open. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
But of course, they have to be serious about it.
Of course. You know, so, I don't care.
So what's going on with this Meek Mill Diddy love affair going on? Meek Mill is still on Twitter talking about he's not this. He's like, listen, it's what goes on between two consenting adults is your business.
Let me tell you something.
I think the thing that got me is where they wore matching outfits. That was adorable.
Son, we talked like they were going to Great Adventures.
That's adorable.
We talked about Diddy last week, and I get a text.
They're in love.
I get a text from my friend, and she was like, yo, stop talking about Diddy.
Why don't want us to speak about Diddy?
Because I'm pretty sure that she's good friends with Diddy somehow, some way. You know what I'm saying? But yo, we're gonna continue to talk about Diddy every chance we get.
If Diddy's in love, you know, what's wrong with that?
Brother
love. He has a right to be in love.
Brother love.
You know, Meek is a good catch. But the problem the problem I have is what the producer is talking about, the underage and the trafficking, all that other crap. That's what concerns me. But if Meek and Diddy are in love, let them be in love. They dress alike and everything. That's wonderful. That's adorable.
That's adorable.
I love it.
That's
I love
adorable.
It. If you like it, I love it. I love it.
Oh my goodness.
That's right. You better dress like me.
These niggas is holding hands and he has a teddy bear after the like you in the carnival and you
for,
just won a
real.
Little teddy bear and he's
that's
holding
what
the
that great
wow.
adventure kind of
that
love.
Great
That's what we all strive for. If we ain't wearing matching outfits, it ain't real love.
Nigga, I don't want to be with you.
I don't want to be with you.
If my sweatshirt doesn't say I'm with her or with him, and his shirt doesn't say, yo, I'm with her and him,
right.
Son, don't hold my hand, son. Keep it
don't
moving.
Hold, yeah, I'm not with it. It has to be that kind of love.
Down to the socks.
Down to the...
Oh my goodness, yo! This is 92.6 The Spot. This is me, your boy Wavy McGuire. I'm with my man, the Brooklyn Bomber. We're on every Saturdays from 12 to 1. Shout out to Ben, because we always have to give a shout out to the man Ben, who's behind the scenes.
Bowtie Ben and the Crime Forces at WKBP.
No doubt, punching buttons. Everybody, please download that app. Subscribe, and then, you know, of course, the show is live right now, and it usually goes, not usually, but it goes up on Monday or Tuesday, and you can catch that on Spotify, you can catch that on iTunes, on Podbean, all that, all those streaming platforms. You can catch all that, but yeah. So
I just want before you, I just want to give a shout out
to the socks.
Down to the socks. I wanted to give a speaking of fashion, someone who's into fashion, Russell Westbrook. I want to give him a shout out because he's building 180 affordable housing units in South Central
Dope.
LA.
Dope.
And that's kind of awesome. I like when
Shout out to Russell. Shout out to all those hating ass niggas that still shit on Russell. You know, I don't know why they continue to shit on this man. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why either.
I mean, this dude is a great man. He dresses well. You know what I mean? Like, he still has his hairline. You know, he has one of the baddest chicks in the game. And, of course, have beautiful children and, you know, and they still continue to shit on him and make fun of him and, you know, say, like, well, you know, the duties of being a father is what he's supposed to be doing. And, you know, I think, you know, and this is coming from women too. Women shits on him. I don't know why.
Really?
But, you know, like a lot of these women, like I said, they don't know how to love. You know, all they know is about, like, you know, when as soon as you meet them, you know, smack them right off the top, boom. And then, you know, when you don't treat them.
What
when
kind
you
of date it, is that?
So listen, right? This is something from an album that I heard, right?
Oh, wow.
He said, when you first meet a girl, just smack her right off the top.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, months
we
down the
not
listen.
Buy one.
No, listen. So when you smack them off top, the first time you meet them, down the line, when the relationship is down the line and you just chilling, you're not doing nothing, the first thing she's gonna ask you, like, yo, why you don't treat me like how you used to treat me when you first met me? You know what I'm saying? Because they not
oh my God.
I got this off the album. I thought that shit was funny. But my thing is, a lot of these women are not used to love. They're not used to love. They don't know how to experience the love. And I think they just never received the love from a family member, whether it's their mother or their father. So, you know, they continue to hone in that hatred or the bullshit that they receive, and they just regurgitate it back out into their relationship. And that's why a lot of these relationships are toxic.
So I wanted to key in on something. You know, we had a conversation this week. You were telling me the story about your friend
who saw
these two young ladies. You know, I'm not going to, you know, he remains anonymous, but he saw these two young ladies at the bar, and I guess he goes up to them, you know, to introduce himself.
Right.
And
they asked him
if he
immediately
was going to buy them
a drink,
you know,
just to have a conversation.
Immediately after he introduces it, you know, is this appropriate? Like, what is going on?
Well, the
expectations are like,
the expectations is bullshit.
Yeah,
like
crazy.
There was a chick that a gentleman took her to a basketball game. She wanted to go to a basketball game.
Yeah.
They went to a basketball game, but they sat in the section where, you know, she's
the
like,
nosebleed.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But still, you know, those nosebleed sections, they cost a pretty penny.
Absolutely.
It's not like you're paying, you know, a couple dollars.
So is the romance gone?
Like, romance is gone.
Like, is it pretty much just get to the point now, or has social media destroyed all sense of romance?
Yeah, I think it has. That's why, even now with a lot of the older women, I think now you know that they're conforming or they're following what social media is doing.
Right.
Even, you know, like, you can't, like, there's nobody that's literally talking on the phone anymore, right? Like, people rather just text and communicate via, you know, emails and shit like that. Like, nobody talks. And I think even when you go out, it's hard to communicate because you just don't have those social skills anymore.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of women, I don't know what these women are looking for. You know, a first date, I don't think a basketball game would have been, was appropriate for a first date. I think I think on a first date, a first date should be more of
where you can talk.
Like a coffee shop or
I think that's a great date.
A coffee shop. Like in the park or just chilling, and you know, because that forces you to talk
and get to know each other.
But you know, nobody knows you. You know, you look at my page and you're like, yo, he's lit. And then I look at your page, I'm like, yo, she's twerking.
Right. Oh,
and then next thing you know, it's just boom. And then, you know, whatever happens. But then it's like, yo, where's the love? Where's the romance? There's nothing, because it's just like, you know, you got caught up in the glamour and glitz. And then when you find out that glamour and glitz is not what it is, then you want to shit on me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think this topic just went off in many directions. I just didn't have a clear, precise on how to talk about it. We were just talking about so many basic
information. You basically answered the question. Like, the romance is gone. Like, you know,
I think it is.
Yeah.
There's just no, you know, there's no phone call anymore. Remember, we used to be up and be
like
on the phone for hours.
The thing we call courting, that's gone.
That's gone. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's gone. Now it's more like, yo, just give me $40, take me to Red Lobster, let me eat a couple cheddar cheese biscuits, and then, you know, he's just gonna blaze her biscuits, and then that's it. It's over. It's over.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Gosh. Oh, wow. She ate
stuffed biscuits, and then he stuffed her biscuits.
Whoa. Listen, we don't want the crime bosses at WKBP to hit that red light. So please, you know, we don't want to get any letters.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's just interesting.
But let me tell everybody that's out there, everybody that's listening, like I said, you can always find us on Instagram. You can always email us. If you want to get in on this conversation and this topic, and you have, you know, you know, whether it's a story or you just want to add to it, whatever, email us, whatever it is, DM, email, whatever, so that way we can present it next week and then just talk about it and see, you know, see what we come up with, because, you know, it's real out here in these streets.
It's really
and women is 1,000 and dudes is 0. Like, the dudes are losing. And you know what I'm saying?
I think so.
The dudes are losing. You know what I mean? Because, you know, these dudes allow these chicks to run their mouth, and no one is holding these women accountable. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these dudes are women.
I think we're both losing.
But here, but a lot of these dudes are women, so they're not really gonna fight back. You know what I'm saying? It's like two dudes fight. It's a cat fight. You know what I'm saying? Two dudes arguing. It's a cat fight. I don't know. So, you know, it's all over the place. But
yeah. No. I just found that interesting. Oh, you know what? I don't know if we spoke about it before.
But
Alex Rodriguez. he was on TV a couple of weeks ago, and people were so surprised because he had just come back from the
we already talked about
that.
We mentioned that last week.
People are still talking about how dark.
I don't know why.
Like, you do know that
this dude
he's
is Dominican.
Yeah,
he's a mofungo.
He's a mo.
You know what I'm saying? That dude is a tostones.
Right.
He's straight Dominican. Of course, he's gonna tan. He's gonna get
right.
dark.
So yeah,
we said with Sammy Sosa. Sammy Sosa is a straight Dominican, and he turned himself white.
Oh,
you know what's
God.
So interesting? I was on a train and I saw a Jamaican woman,
right,
and her hands were super black,
right,
but her face was super light skinned. And I said, yo, this is a problem with a lot of people. They have, you know, low self-esteem,
right,
and they want to change their skin white for what? I don't understand. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There are beautiful dark-skinned women out there. There are beautiful light-skinned women out there. You know what I mean? Like, if you feel that your skin color is not appealing to someone, nigga, don't destroy yourself.
Right.
Just invest in blowing up your ass with the silicone and your titties as well. Dudes, I'm telling you, you have a big ass and you have big titties. Dudes are not looking at your face. They're looking at your titties and your ass.
Wow.
And that's just what it is.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. If you look in the mirror and be like, damn, why nobody want me? Get some titties and get some ass, and I guarantee you, they're going to be knocking on your door and sliding in your DM because you're twerking online every fucking day. They'll slide in that DM.
Wow.
Stop utilizing that cake soap to destroy your beauty.
Wow. I hear that.
This is Wavy X.
Wavy X.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to all my Pisces out there. There's Pisces season. I'm a Pisces, as you all know. You know, prominent Pisces include Albert Einstein, Rihanna, Steve Jobs, Quincy Jones, Nina Simone, Michelangelo, Elizabeth Taylor, Dr. Seuss, Drew Barrymore, Kurt Cobain, Shaquille O'Neal, Erykah Badu, Method Man, Queen Latifah, Sidney Poitier, Justin Bieber, Liza Minnelli.
Wow.
Yo,
you got a list. That's a long ass list.
Cindy Crawford, we have a Pisces.
That's a long list.
Pisces is the final sign, the ultimate sign. We run the world.
No doubt.
We really do.
Y'all run the world.
I just want to give a shout out.
All Cancers. Shout out to all Cancers, because we're going to be up soon. We'll be up soon, and Cancers get the summer started.
Indeed.
So without Cancers, your summer ain't shit. It ain't shit. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
So before we get out of here, I just want to give a final thought. You know, continue to push the culture forward. That's my final thought. You know what I mean? And fellas, stop acting like fucking girls out there. You know, there's two things that's out here that's killing the young black community, as far as the young urban male community, fucking chatty patty like girls, you know what I mean, and fucking women accessories. That's what's killing the black community as far as dudes, you know what I'm saying? Get your life together.
Wow.
Stop wearing skinny jeans. If you have to put your legs up in the air just to put your jeans on, nigga, your life is crazy.
Wow.
You got to get your life together, all right?
But my final thought.
Go ahead. What's your...
of course, this is Women's History Month.
Shout out to Women's History
all
Month.
All women, we love you. You know, I know you're a connoisseur of hip hop, so you know I've been right. listening to like Queen Latifah, MC right. Light, Lil Kim, Foxy Brown, who else? Eve. I've been listening. I even listened to JJ Fad the other
Heather
day.
Heather B. Rod Digger.
Missy Elliott.
Y'all
be dropping bars.
Serious bars.
We need y'all to come back because right now the state of
hip hop is
females and hip hop right now
because
like
it's women it's Women History Month and we giving shout out to all women. I'm not fucking giving any flowers to Ice Spice or fucking Sexy Red. Put your hands on your knees. You know I hate this chick.
You know those are called I call them industry plants.
What's that other word that you used that we used earlier?
What's that
about the when we were talking about the conspiracy theories with Jeff Garcia.
Controlled opposition.
Oh, those are the controlled oppositions right there.
Controlled oppositions, wow. Industry plants, you know, it's these executives
right.
That don't look like us. They're putting forth these images and products to bring and destroy society and the culture.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. Put that's your right. hands on your knees.
That's right.
Put your hands on your... Crap. I'm so tired of these chicks. You're anyway, trash. This is your boy Wavy McGuire, a.k.a. the ignorant know-it-all, a.k.a. the lazy genius, and I'm with my boy...
The Brooklyn Basquiat. We'll see you next time on the Ignorant Know-It-All.
Yo, we out of here. Peace.